This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, walayhi. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innalhamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'gfiru. Wa na'unzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillah falamudillala wa man yudlil falahadiyala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولًا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وبعد
jam belakang nampak dia dah buka.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alamin for a new day that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala allow us to survive again. May the mercy, the guidance of Allah be upon all of us till we meet Allah Almighty, a day that nobody can escape. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Allah remind all of us, every living creature of Allah have to end. The one that will live forever is only Allah Himself, Al-Hayyun Qayyum. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us a deep understanding, because deep understanding towards the religion of Allah is a ni'mah. The Prophet, and also Allah remind us, man yuridallahu bihi khairan yufaqqihu fid din. Whoever Allah intend to give him a lot of goodness, then he make him understand the deen. We have been learning about our deen. We have been reading about our deen. But how many Muslims today on earth is trying their best to follow the divine guidance? You can talk about Islam, you can discuss, you can teach people about Islam, but even sometimes the teacher fail to act upon what they have learned. They can just teach the student, but they themselves do not set good example. A lot of us have been failing because of that. Let us look into what Allah have guided us from the beginning of our life. We have been talking about breastfeeding for the newborn baby. Every one of us have gone through. We have our time, our children have their time. Our grandchildren will have their times. Now I'm going to share with all of us what Allah said. If you look into page 156, Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, وَالْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْدِعْنَ أَوْلَدَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُتِمَّ رِضَاءَ. Until the end of the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 233. Allah first is talking to the mothers. Mother may breastfeed their children 2 complete years for whoever want to complete the nursing period. Now Allah is talking to the mother, to the woman. Then Allah Rabbul Alameen continue, upon the father also have responsibility. وَعَلَى الْمَوْلُودِ لَهُ رِزْقُهُنَّ وَقِسْوَتُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Everybody have a role to play. While the mother is busy handling the baby, the father also must get busy to make sure that he provide the best food, the best environment, clothing according to what is reasonable, whatever they are able to give. Remember Allah Rabbul Alameen, yarhamkumullah. La tukallif nafsan illa wus'aha. La tukallif nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah will never burden us. Don't ever feel, as a woman who believe in Allah and a man, father and mother, you cannot complain. You are not supposed to complain why this, why that, because whatever Allah qadar upon us is very reasonable, practical, logical, that nobody can say that, oh, why Allah put me to this test now. Now let us continue, then later on I will share with you what is happening in our daily life today. No person is charged with more than his capacity. لا تكلف الله أو لا تكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. No mother should be harmed through her child, nor should a father be. That is what Islam always starts with, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. Don't do anything that causes harm to yourself. It is our first responsibility to make sure you save yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually. Everybody must look into their well-being first. And this is very practical. People may say, oh, you are too selfish. No, there's nothing to do about selfishness. It's about my basic rights. It's like children will look into themselves too, to make sure that what they want, they have it. That is very normal. Yeah? No woman should be harmed through her child, nor should a father be. And upon the hair of the father is a similar obligation if the father died. Now we know we are not going to live forever. How rich you are, how healthy you are, how powerful you are, we have to return back to Allah. And if they, the both parent desire, winning through mutual consent and consultation, there's no blame upon either of them. So it's very important, the spirit of Islam always want husband and wife to discuss. Sit down, discuss, have this good discussion and see how to move on. And give the best to the children and in the same time take care of our well-being. If you wish to have your children breastfed by a substitute, another breastfeeding mother, there is no blame upon you. This is also very important upon you as long as you give payment according to what is reasonable. Meaning if you need extra services, somebody to breastfeed your children, your child, very important to sit down and discuss, because some women don't like that. Maybe some father, they don't like that. They just want it to be among us. No extended family. Yeah. But remember, if you need that kind of services, don't forget to compensate them. You know, every service given to you, you should value it. Give them some token. It's up to our agreement. Even sometimes the person who wants to breastfeed our baby don't need it. They are well off. If they don't need payment in the sense of dollar and cent money, give them some gift as a token. Because in Islam, the Prophet encouraged us to give hadiah. Even among husband and wife sometimes, he is encouraged to give some presents sometimes. Why? To enhance the good feeling that we have. Same good to the children as they grow, you like to give them some surprise. You know what they like? Suddenly, children, some of them will be very demanding, some of them do not demand. They just don't know how to demand. And it is not good for them to demand. It's good for us as parents to understand their need, their fitrah, and you just get it for them. Now, there's a lot of difference when people ask you for something, then only you give. Then you give them without they asking. There's a lot of difference. That means it comes from you. You are a very sentimental person. You know. If you know they like certain thing, you just get it for them. And it end by wa taqallah, have taqwa to Allah, wa'alamu anna Allah bima ta'amaluna basir. Always remember Allah is all seeing of what we are doing. Now what I'm going to start to share with all the good brothers and sisters here about our relationship. Why breastfeeding is so important? That is the closest, yeah, the child can get to the mother, number one. And the father also is there to assist, to comfort the mother. Anytime when the mother needs to take a break, that's where the father comes in. Allah said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتْ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ. Believing male and female, husband and wife, they always compliment one another. They never say, this is your response. Of course, it's the mother's responsibility. But why did Allah say that the father have a response to make sure that the clothing, the food, for the mother, because children, baby don't eat like how we eat. They just need mother's milk. but the mother have to eat. So this is the time that we do not want husband to be calculative, stingy. No, invest in the well-being of the mother. Because if the mother is happy, healthy, and she's happy, healthy, energetic, you can see all the good hormones start to develop. All the good energy is developing, and she will give the best to the baby. And the baby is not just having good milk, but the good feeling. It's not like somebody breastfeed and they are upset, they are angry, they're thinking of this, thinking of no. They are happy to look at the baby, yeah, who is enjoying the breastfeeding. Yeah. Now, the feeling of sadness can change a lot of the hormone of a woman. So we must try to make them just happy. If you look at Halimatu Sa'diyah, the way she breastfed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she was very happy because so many miracles happened when she took Muhammad to breastfeed him. A lot of extra blessing was given to Halimatu Sa'diyah. Yeah? Everything will come back to the intention again. When somebody do something, the intention is purely for Allah, then the blessing is very different. It's like you do anything purely for Allah, Allah reward you with so many things that you cannot imagine. Then you do something, you hope for some reward, Allah give you that only. That's why ihsan overcome a lot of problem that we are encountering. Anything you do purely for the sake of Allah, you don't feel burdened, and you love to carry on doing all the good deeds because it makes you happy, it makes other people happy. We only should be happy when we see other people happy. When we can make somebody happy, we should be happier. But today, everybody just think of themselves. My feeling, my way, no, no. The way of Allah is the best way. So as a husband, you must always remember, this is your future asset generation. We work very hard for what? For the comfort of our life. How long we are going to live here? You want the best car? Everything the best, no problem. But don't sacrifice the family value. Don't sacrifice the wife, your mother, your father, your children. No. You remember, at the end of the day, we are going to die. Everybody is dying. Can you imagine whatever we work for, day and night? No, we spend so much time thinking of dunya. At the end of the day, when we are gone, who is making use of the dunya? Who is going to make use of the dunya that we have worked so hard? Mansion, big car, beautiful garden. Who is going to enjoy? Sometimes strange things happen. A stranger will come into that place. They will take over. They don't even know who we are. They don't care. But if our children is going to benefit because we give them the love, but that is not enough. Make sure the children become righteous so they will remember us even we are no more with them. They know this is my papa who worked very hard for me, my mama, who has sacrificed a lot. And I have my auntie, my uncle who always love me, remind me a lot of things, to do a lot of good things. And they are doing it. That is your investment. But today the world has changed because of the busyness with the technology. Our children don't even remember us sometimes. Can you imagine? They just think of themselves, because this is how we show them we just think of ourselves. We don't work together as a family member. So it's very important for us to bring back these world values so that we will never regret. How do you feel, brothers and sisters? You work so hard for your children also don't value it. How do you feel? You sacrifice your life for them, they don't value. Why they don't value? Because we never reinforce the right value in them. We thought that by giving them money, everything, they are happy, we are happy. No. You must give them the Islamic value, the love they need, so that they love Allah and they love the Prophet. How many of us test our children? Do you love Allah? How do you prove that you love Allah? When the prayer is on, call is on, we are ready. We just love to respond to the call of Allah. Hayya ala salah, I'm ready for the prayer. Why? Hayya ala al-falah, because if I take care of my prayer, at the end of the day, I will be the victorious. I will gain victory. I will be successful. But today, you can call us and people have no feeling at all. We love our children, we should always remind them, Azan time, please, Azan. Why? Because they will be receiving the Shafa'ah from Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad will be looking for the Mu'azzin in the Day of Judgment. Who are the caller of prayer? Who are the caller of prayer among my Ummah? How happy we are when the Prophet is looking for our children who like to call Azan. Boys especially train how to call Azan. It is an extra blessing. You become like a VIP in the Day of Judgment. The Prophet will look for you. How blessed you are. Yeah. Billion of people is gathering in the Day of Judgment. The Prophet can recognize the Muazzin from a distance. Don't you like to be a VVIP? Not here, over there. VVIP also here can have problem. VVIP from many angles. Everybody look at you from a different angle. But VVIP there is waiting for the Prophet to summon you to come forward and drink the water from Al-Kawthar, from Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So when the time of prayer, train the children to be ready to call Azan. Very important. Now parents love to see the children are good in singing. You know what is going to happen when they grow big. Do you think you get closer to Allah through this? No. You are creating more sin. You are encouraging people to create sin through your program. Now, especially in neighbor country, people are changing. Yeah? They are wearing niqab, they are wearing hijab, but they are dancing and singing in front of thousands and thousands of people. Everything is going in the wrong direction. You want to make people happy. When Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّخْوِ مُقْرِدُونَ, Imam Shafi, rahimallahu alayhi, the great Imam, he said, do you understand what is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّخْوِ مُقْرِدُونَ? What is laqwi? Lakvi is all this entertainment that make the people forget Allah, disconnect from Allah. Can you imagine what is happening to the people today? Do you think all these people who entertain themselves remember their parents? How good when the people is gathering in a concert, suddenly Maghrib come in, Isha come in, suddenly the person give a call of Azan. Allahu Akbar, stop for a while. Now everybody who is there, prayer time. How do you feel? Allahu Akbar. You are reminding them about Allah. No. No Azan, music is on, singing, dancing is on. Now all our body also is responding, is moving according to the music. How many people move with the Azan? Something is very important. If we have been reinforcing this value to our children from young, automatically these children will know what to do. And because of our effort, this is our asset. They become righteous children. And they will be very happy. One day they recall, my papa who have guided me, my mama who have been reminding me, that's why now I am here. I can do this, I can do that. Now, they will be happy to make sure their children also become better than them. You can have dunya, brothers and sisters, but remember, dunya will not be with us. The only thing Allah will ask us, yawma izin la tus'alunna yawma izin anina, in the more Allah give you, the more Allah is going to ask you, how do you get this money? Oh, through my hard work. After having this money, what do you do with the money? How do you spend it? How do you waste your money? Is money your God? No. The one who provide you is Allah. Example. We feel very sad today. Everyone just focus on dunya, dunya, dunya. They thought dunya is everything. They sacrifice their children. No engagement. Sometimes to hug each other so you don't feel like hugging anymore. No time. What is going to happen? You don't hug them, who will hug them? Stranger hug them. You don't have time with them, their friend have time with them. Very sad. Sometimes you see children, beautiful daughter, giving, changing friend. Among girls, okay. Among guy, male friend. Are we proud to see this thing happening? Na'uzubillah. What is happening to them? Anybody can just touch them, hold them, hug them. You don't allow that to happen. This is just an example. Brothers and sisters, nothing is more valuable than our children. You can give the best, but guide them properly. Don't spoil them. And one day, when something bad to them, they will also blame us. Without we realize, we thought they will give them everything. No, we never give them the love that they need, the guidance that they need, to make them strong children, that they can stand up with all the challenges that they are going to face and make them proud of who they are. Because I am a Muslim. Halal, haram, I have learned, I know. Sometimes a lot of things that is halal but not good. Halalan but not tayyiba. A lot of these drinks, the canned drinks sometimes, or the gas drink, the booster this, booster that, booster energy drink, is killing a lot of people. We should train our children to drink all the healthy drink. Even if you have to spend extra, never mind. Get them used to something that is healthy for them so that they enjoy their life because they are healthy. If not, when they are not healthy, they become sick, they become weak, they won't enjoy. Everybody is running, they can't because they are not healthy. This is just an example, brothers and sisters. Even you want to give the third party to breastfeed your children, number one, is very important for you to know who is that lady. Are they from a very good background? It's also very important. So we believe all our husband are good husband who care for their wife, make sure the wife have the best environment, and the mother also is a very righteous mother. Sometimes we cannot do everything by ourselves. In reality, when we need reinforcement, somebody is offering some help. Our parent is helping us. Parent is always there if they are healthy. You have good uncle, good aunties, your cousin, anybody who is going to help you, just be open. I always remind anybody who came here to do tahnik, if you want to give your baby to somebody, to their grandfather, the grandmother, their auntie, to feed them, make sure they feed them with their right hand. Remind everybody in the family, if you want to feed my child, please feed them with your right hand. Give them good food. Why? Because barakah. A lot of people are not bothered about this. They carry the baby with the right hand, they keep on feeding them with the left hand. That is not good. From day one, from very young, you have been not only feeding your child, you are also feeding the Satan, giving the Satan good food, enough food, enough drink. That's why the shaitan is very strong in our children. That's why the children can follow what the shaitan like them to do very fast. That's why sometimes the children will talk to us and say, to be good is difficult. Huh? To be bad is so easy. Can you imagine they're talking to you like that? Do we say this to our parents? We don't say that. But children, sometimes when I see some young children, when they are so active, I try to talk to them. Tell them how important to be good. They can tell me, is it to be good very difficult? Can you imagine they are saying it's difficult? Well, be good is so easy. Because when you be good, you are good for yourself. You'll be safe, and also people will love you. People will care for you more. It's so easy, but today is different. When they are weak, they don't remember Allah, somebody remind them, and we are not happy. That is very wrong. That's why in our area here, we always remind everybody, especially in the month of Ramadan, for those who are not praying, the sisters who are around, please help to look at the younger children who the parent brought them to perform Qiyam Ramadan with us. Why? Because children is children. They will not pray with you. They will start with you. Allahu Akbar. After that, they are ghaib. They are gone. Never mind. That is their fitrah. But they are in a good environment. They want to play, they want to run, they can do it outside. We have space for them. But then the sisters, it's like a sister in Islam, the auntie, please look after these children. Discipline them. Take care of them so that while they are doing whatever they like to do, they do not injure themselves. That is very important. Environment is important to make sure good people around there to remind our children. Then when the children become good children, they will get the reward because they play their role too. They don't lose anything. But some people are very selfish. It's not my children. It's not my duty. But this is our ummah. We are like a family. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Allah said, all believer is a family. You should remind each other. You should be happy when somebody is there to look, to discipline your children when you are not able or you are praying. Alhamdulillah. There is a spirit that we remind all our people here. Not only for you, but for the children. Not only your direct children, even any children who is here. I show you one simple example about children. You don't blame them at all because they don't know the danger of so many things. Sometimes when they sit outside, the wooden chair that we have, children love to move. They keep on banging, bringing up their buttock, boom, down, up, down. They just love that kind of movement. I was very worried because this is not something very solid. If it breaks through, it can cut their buttock. Because if it breaks, it's wood. Can you imagine what is going to happen to them? They are going to cry and suffer. Immediately when I saw, they like to keep on, bringing their body and then the buttock bump on the wall. I said, don't do this. Because they don't know. They don't know that it's very dangerous. Many things that happen around us. What went wrong? Because we don't pay attention. No, we don't have time. We're thinking of money is everything, work is everything. We forgot to value the human being. They need more than that. So we hope all parents will look into that, and all children, you should be very thankful and grateful when your parents care about you. When your parents remind you about prayers, remind you about time for you to rest, time for you to read the Quran. A lot of parents today never check whether their children is reciting the Quran or not. They never look at them. They want dunya? Okay. Discipline and give them time. This time to this time, Quran time. Open the Quran. Read the history of the prophets, the history of the companion. You have to guide them. They don't know. If they don't like to read, then you read. Okay, children, sit down. Let us listen to some of these beautiful stories. Sometimes parents read storybooks, but not Islamic storybooks. So children also love to read the wrong book. Romeo, Juliet, Spider-Man, Superman. They thought that this is real, this is not real. This is movie, drama. Read something that is real. For the girls, for the daughter, read the book of the woman in Islam, the book of the wife of the prophet, the wife of the companion, yeah, so that they feel for it, wow, the woman can be so powerful, so important, to gain respect from others. For the man, read the companions, history of the prophet. It's very important. We don't have this kind of program at home today. Everybody is busy with their own thing. We are busy with our own life. Children busy with the IT, colors gone. No connection. Don't let this thing continue, brother and sister, as a family. Because the family relationship is very fragile. You don't bother, you don't care, you think money is everything, you think I have prepared food for them enough, you are cheating and lying to yourself. This is your future asset. We may live until 40 years to come, if Allah's will. For me, I think I cannot live until 40, because if 100, that means consider, you know, very, very old already. You know, our Prophet passed away 63 years old. Abu Bakr passed away 63 years old. Around the 60s, most of them passed away. Those who have bypassed 63, special bonus. So you should make use of this life, yeah, for the best. Don't waste your time. For those who are not that, you have more time now to become a better father, a better mother, to make sure our children become the best children, that we are proud of them when we are no more here. They remember us. They remember our sacrifice, the hard life we have gone through. And they are going to be stronger than us because we have keep on guiding them to be stronger than us. So don't forget, yeah, to set good example. The best way to guide, coach our children, talk to them, engage with them, and remind them with the reminder of Allah. And if somebody is there to help to remind, you should be very thankful and reinforce that. Do you hear your uncle is reminding you? Do you hear what your mama, your grandma is telling you? Your granddad is telling you? So what do? Respond. Anything good, respond. They will never lose anything by doing all the good things that the elders want them to do. Later on, now they have this value. They also keep on reminding their friend in the future, because we train them to remind one another. Today, do our children do that? Do our children, when they go and mix with their friend and their friend don't pray, do they remind their friend? I don't think they're doing it, because we don't bother. They don't bother. I share with you my humble experience. My niece, my nephew, who's come and stay with me for 1-2 days sometimes when they visit me. When prayer time, we call, all of our family will, one of them will call Azan, my son will call Azan, or me will call Azan. Then while we are praying, we invite them. They are non-Muslim. You like to pray? Can you imagine they join us? We don't want to disconnect with them. They are children. They are young. They want to experience something. If you don't invite them, they thought, oh, I'm not a Muslim. You are Muslim. This is your way. No, it's our duty to just invite them to do something good. They don't know what to recite, of course, but they learn the movement now. And later on, they create the interest. They want to know more. And that's how the da'wah come in. So many things that we can do. Our children have friends, okay. If a children Muslim, time prayer, okay, ready. Call Azan, get your friend ready, taking wudu. And we parents can monitor, look at them. Do they perform their wudu correctly? No. Remind them. Why you do that, brother and sister? If you do that, when they take their wudu correctly, you get reward. Because it is your effort. You taught them how to make wudu properly. And now they are doing it properly. You get all the reward. And then you tell them, next time, you do it this the correct way, the way of the Prophet. Link them with the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad. Now we don't even talk to them about Prophet Muhammad. What did Prophet Muhammad say? What did the Prophet Muhammad does? We don't even connect them with the Prophet. May Allah make it easy for all of us before it's too late. Yeah? 2 years, they are very close to your heart. You should understand them better. Their fitrah, they don't understand because they are still baby. They don't understand. Even now, they are grown up sometimes. What I'm sharing with you today, I don't think they all understand fully. They may try, but they need reminder. They keep on, you must remind them, and then it becomes habitual to them. Oh, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that. Alhamdulillah, discipline them. Talk to them, touch them, hug them, and remind them of Allah. Yeah? So anything that people do good for us, be grateful. If they need some payment, pay them. If they don't need, they'd like to breastfeed our children for the sake of Allah, you can buy good food for them. Give them good food, organic food, as a compensation. Sometimes people like to do good, and they don't want anything because they feel good when they can breastfeed other people's children. They feel good, alhamdulillah. But you should value their sacrifice. Buy some good food for them. Yeah, so they know that we care. Because anything you do good for the breastfeeding mother, you will never regret. Yeah. And Allah Rabbul Alamin continue to tell us this is more about the adult. The adult have the different kind of responsibility. Remember during the iddah, Allah now is talking to those, you know, who have wives. The iddah only apply to the woman. Men have no iddah. That's a bit unique about men. Yeah, today your wife passed away, tomorrow you can nikah again. But that shows that you are very mean, you're waiting for the wife to go only. Yeah, you should not do that. But according to the law, there's no iddah for a man. After burying you at night, ijab kabul. Then a lot of people who, I think most of the family will not come. They're too much. You know, this man is, yeah, it's very mean, you know, they don't have feeling at all. The wife just passed away, then now he got married, a new one now. So fast he forget the wife. Yeah. During their iddah, this is about the woman. Lost them, your divorced wife, of where you dealt out of your mean. You cannot just ignore them, chuck them out, get out. Now we are divorced. Bye-bye. Don't ever stay in this house. Don't come back in this. You cannot do that at all. The in-laws, your parents also have no right. When my son divorced you, understand, huh? Please understand, huh? Yeah, you get your bag ready, all your clothing get ready, go home. No. But the wife that has been divorced have the right to stay in the same home at the iddah period. But if the wife feel that I want to go home, she have the right to. But Islam don't encourage women who are divorced and they want to get out. No. Unless you also have been waiting for this. I'm just waiting, man, my husband want to divorce me. Now he say, I divorce him. Alhamdulillah. I'm a free woman. That is a different kind of situation. But normally, we don't want to end as divorce, but the husband very mean. But you know the husband don't like to look at you anymore. So you don't feel good. You can say, can I go back to my mom house, my parent house? You can say to them. But you don't say, I'm going home. No. Can I seek his permission? Because you want some peace. The reason that Prophet ﷺ and Allah want you to stay in, maybe within the iddah period, things may change. Because you are still there, you cannot have intimacy as husband and wife, but your response to the children is the same, and your responsibility to the household is the same. If you know that he likes home food, you cook for them, take care of them, show your respect to your husband. Maybe something is happening outside. There's a lot of pressure outside that make him so impatient. Now he come home and he throw everything to the wife. And then she said, I divorce you. Maybe something is happening, but now after you serve the husband, you are still there to take care of him, his need, wash his clothes, iron for him, take care of everything. Maybe his feelings start to change again. And then that's why in the iddah period, 3 months especially for the woman who are not pregnant, 3 months, then reconciliation can happen very easily. When you allow yourself to have intimacy to your man who have divorced you, consider you have reconciled. You can be together, but no intimacy. But when you allow, that means the divorce have ended. You are back together as husband and wife. But when you are out from the house, khalas, the faster you go out, the faster the replacement is. Why must you allow that to happen? Hold on. 3 months is for the both party to reflect. Yeah, you are still there, serving your husband, respecting him, do all the good things, children's responsibility, you carry on like normal. Maybe children can play a very important role in that. Papa, talk to the papa. If the problem starts from the mama, mama, we all love you. We love you. We love papa. We love that all of you are together. You don't know, sometimes the children, because of children, sometimes the heart gets softened. Okay. Reconcile. And sometimes, after rujuk reconciliation, your relation become better. Because you learn a lesson. Yeah, not to burden anybody. Yeah? And do not harm them in order to oppress them. Don't do this to your ex-wife. Because they are the mother to your children. Anything you do negative to the mother of the children, you don't expect the children to respect you like how they normally respect you when you are good to the mother. Children, of course, cannot take sides. They must be very fair If the mother makes some mistake, they are aware, help the mother. Yeah. Sometimes in the family, a father like everything to be clean. Mother have a different value. He said, as long as I'm cleaning, okay. But sometimes they are not very particular. They are not careful. And husband are not happy. Sometimes the husband are not so particular, but the wife are very particular. I remember my mother, when she come to visit us and stay with us, you don't see her, even sahur, she was not a Muslim yet. Before we wake up for sahur, she's awake and do a lot of cleaning. And when he go to the kitchen, she will do with a toothbrush. He go very clean. Every corner he will clean. She love cleaning, my mother. So when she stay with us in Ramadan, we will never miss sahur, because she's not a Muslim at that time. But she's always very early, and then she will start to do all the cleaning. Before bedtime, you never see her relax. She go to the kitchen. So most of our siblings pick up this value from our mother. We do that every night. Make sure that all the kitchen is clean, dry. After washing the basin, now you wipe, make it dry. All the cup, all the plate is clean and put in the cupboard. So tomorrow you can use it without problem. If you put it outside, then at night you have the alien moving around. A lot of uninvited guests will come in, and they start to move around, walk around, and they may shit around, you can't see them. So it's not clean. So we do everything, and we also make sure the floor is clean, vacuum. That's how we got to train our children to have that kind of value. Good, clean environment. Then tomorrow, whatever you want to do, is very clean, is ready for you. Oh, this is not my job. This is my papa's job. Papa have to work and get all the money that he can, and then buy food and buy thing for you. Do something. Oh, there is mama. Mama, of course, she's been cooking for you. Don't burden her more than that. Help her. You get Allah rewards. The same goes to the husband. You see the wife is busy, offer a helping hand. Yeah. That's how you move on. Yeah? Don't oppress them. And if they should be pregnant, then spend on them until they give birth. Once they are pregnant, divorce will not take place until they deliver. So there nobody can say, I divorce you, and confirm she was pregnant, the divorce will never take place. Until after she delivered, then if you want to divorce, you can say it again. And there is a difference. If after delivery, confirm, and then you divorce, sometimes there's no iddah. Sometimes they have iddah. If there is a space that they may have some kind of relationship again. Because the iddah is to make sure that nothing is in the tummy of the woman, that she is not pregnant. That's why the iddah is there. When you are clean, if after she deliver, and then you remember she have said, he have said that I divorce you, you confirm again, then there's no more iddah for you. You are totally clean now. Yeah? And if they breastfeed for you, give them their payment. This is where another thing a lot of people are not aware. Can you imagine? Even you divorce the wife, the mother is breastfeeding the baby. Now she can have some allowance. Do you know if you choose to breastfeed our children, you can ask for special allowance from the husband to take good care of your well-being, eat the good food. If the husband have no time to buy all these good things, you can go and buy by yourself, but I need some allowances. If not, you have to buy all this powder milk from New Zealand and also from Australia. Now your baby have so many breastfeeding from Australia and New Zealand. Of course, there is a different kind of law about breastfeeding. It's not breastfeeding, they're taking milk from, no more from human, they're taking milk from Mr. Cow, Madam Cow, just example, yeah. So, by right, by normally, the mother will never ask anything. It's her sacrifice. But Islam is saying that if they choose to breastfeed, then give them their payment, give them some allowance. And negotiate among yourself in the acceptable way. Always, you still have good communication, good relationship. Because remember, adult have their adult problem, but adult problem don't pass it down to the children. Children is not involved. They are both parties' children. Respect their right. Don't corrupt them. Never do this to any of your children. Don't talk anything negative about their father. Even their father is not that good. Don't say. Just say your father is working hard for all of you. Problem of adult is between us. We solve it in our way, Islamically way, without belittling anybody. You know what happened, they say, in Indonesia? One of the preacher was belittling, humiliating a tea seller, where he was giving a lecture, and then the tea seller was around there selling the tea. He belittled that guy. With Allah's will, he have to ask forgiveness. He regret later on. We hope he regret. You don't have any right to belittle anybody. Allah create everything for a reason. If everybody is a doctor, who is going to be a patient? Don't underestimate the cleaner. The cleaner help to clean. Without them, you have to clean. Everybody have their role. If everybody is always on the top, who is going to do the thing? The bottom work, the ground work. So because of that, people feel pity to this tea seller. People helping him. That's why Allah said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَعْنِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُقْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَأْ وَتَنْزِئُ مُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَأْ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَأْ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَأْ بِيَدِكَ خَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Remember, everything belongs to Allah. He will give authority to whom He likes. He will take back the authority from whom He likes. He will honor whom He wants. He will dishonor who He likes. You dishonor other people, Allah will bring you down. Even you are a preacher, Khan, no more. Nobody like to listen to you because you belittle another person. In Islam, it said, كل مسلم على مسلم حرام دامه ومالو وإرضه. Every Muslim to another Muslim are sacred. Their dignity, their money, yeah, their blood is sacred. You cannot belittle anybody. So please, if you have any dispute, disagreement, anything in life, don't pass it down to the children. The children need the best. Mother give the best, father give the best. Father will talk the best about the mother, just the best, because there are times that you get the best, just focus on the best. Don't say, you know your mother like this, like that. Don't ever do that, because it will backfire sooner or later. As they grow, they have to value by themselves. We don't want to corrupt the children. We want the children. Love your parent, respect your parent. Even the parent have, yeah, been separated, you must respect both sides. Give them their payment, negotiate among yourself in the acceptable way, but if you are in dispute, then another woman breastfeed for him. Yeah. So if you have anything, then find the best way to solve it. Let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah have given him. Allah does not require from a soul except according to what he has given it. Allah will bring about after hardship is. فَإِنَّمَالْ بَعْدُ الْعُسْرٍ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَالْ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Difficulty is always there. Misunderstanding is always there. Disagreement is there. But never give up hope. Move on. How to move on? Sit down. Talk. We as parents, husband and wife today, do we sit down and talk to each other before we got married? Do we talk to each other? Oh no, I don't know her, she don't know me. Suddenly we are husband and wife. Do you think that is how we become husband and wife? We do talk a lot. And we can talk and talk and talk before getting married. After married, no more word. This is the best time for you to sit down and talk. Nothing to talk about, both of you. Talk about the children. How can we help our children? How can we make our children righteous children? That is how we are going to talk. How can we help our children to be humble, to do good deeds? By we showing good example, we go and participate in helping the poor and bring the children, let them participate. That's why Al-Qadim do a lot of this activity. We have the SPK group who is going to look for the poor and the needy, and they bring the children, they bring their grandchildren along. Why? So that the children are connected with all these good activities. Very important, brother and sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for all of us and make us set good example for the future generation. And please take good care of the children that Allah have entrusted upon us. You will never regret whatever you leave behind. They will make use of it in the best way to please Allah, and you will get all the blessing. Remember, if you don't take care, you just think of money, yeah, property, all this is not going to follow you when we die. You are going to leave behind, and the worst thing is a stranger may come in and they will take all this away. Don't let this happen. Wealth is not just dollar and cent. It's your dignity have more value. Yeah? May Allah guide us. May Allah bless us, brothers and sisters. If there's any question, today we're open for Q&A. We have earlier ending because I have to travel after this. Na'am, tafadda.
At the beginning, you quoted a hadith. So the hadith is man yurid Allahu bihi khayran
yufaqihu
fid din. Okay, so this man, this man is whoever or who Allah wishes good for.
No.
We of course believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes good for everyone.
Right.
But this seems quite exclusionary, doesn't it? Whoever Allah wishes good for. Could you explain that?
Yeah, because like what the Prophet always said, Allah give guidance to who want to seek His guidance. And His guidance has been there already. Allah revealed the Quran as a guidance. You want to follow, you're welcome. But if you choose not to follow, stubborn, I don't want. I have my way. Okay? That's why you cannot blame Allah anymore, because He has laid out everything through His book. And His messengers have conveyed everything. All the authentic hadith is there. Now it's up to you. That's why He said, وَهَدَيْنَهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. I show you two ways. This is my way, and the other way, that is not Allah's way. And He said, follow my way. You refuse to follow. So Allah is telling us, and whoever He wish, He make them understand. Who are the one who wish is those who are looking for His guidance. If you don't want khalas, no, I give you another simple example. There are some scientists, yeah, great scholar but not a Muslim. They read the Quran about the miracle, they talk about the miracle of the Quran, but they are not a believer. Because that is what they want, they just want knowledge. They don't want the guidance. They don't want the hidayah. They just want ilm. Allah gives them the ilm. Meaning also, nobody can blame, but of course, Allah knows best. We don't know. Why Allah don't give him the deep understanding of the deen? Because Allah knows. Some people may misuse the knowledge and misguide other people. Then Allah will not let that happen. That's why Allah and the Prophet remind us, back to me. Come back to me. Come back to my book. Come back to the Prophet's teaching. Nobody can turn you astray. And that is what people fear most today. If you say, follow Quran and Sunnah. Follow Quran and Sunnah. They don't like this. They like you to say, follow A'imma. Follow the scholars. They like that. Why? Because then the scholar can just mislead you according to what they want you to be. That's why you have all this nonsense coming in. There are people are teaching that you can go to the grave of a so-called holy person and make sujood there. Even now, they allow you, when you see your guru, when you see your teacher, you can even make sujood as a respect. Astaghfirullah. You have good intention, show respect. But did Allah and the Prophet allow you to do that? Even the one that the Prophet said, if Allah allow, I will command all the women to make sujood to the husband. But that is not allowed to. Sujood only for Allah. You respect everybody, yes. Respect the elders, yes. There's a limit. So the understanding of faqih fi din, ma yuridu Allah bihi khayran, is Allah's, of course. He knows who deserve it. But sometimes when we don't understand all these verses of the Quran, the saying of the Prophet, we may misinterpret. Oh, then you don't blame them. It's not me who don't want. Allah decide not to. That is where we create a mistake. Allah is so loving, He can punish you anytime you disobey, but He did not do that. He keep on showing you the way, reminding you by sending somebody to remind you, sending all the other sciences to remind you, but you pretend. Yeah? You are arrogant actually. People of arrogance have that problem. No. I know better. Moses was having that problem before. When the Jew asked him, who knows? He said, I know better. That's why Allah said, go and seek knowledge from Khidir. But then Moses realized, he should have said, Wallahu A'lam. He said, I know. Yeah. It's like what Iblis said to Allah. He said, Anna khairu min, I'm better than Adam. Khalas. Don't say that. You may be better, but you don't have to say that. Because you may have a better knowledge about this, but Allah grant Adam with a different knowledge. Knowledge belongs to Allah. Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Because when Allah command the angel, including the jinn, to make sujood respect to Adam, they refuse. First, they refuse. Then what did Allah say? Wa allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. ثم أردهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادق. Then I grant Adam the names of my creation. Adam have all the knowledge about the creation of Allah. Then Allah turned back to the angels and to the jinn. What is this? What is that? They answer, we don't know, except what you have taught us. Then Allah said, go and ask Adam. And Adam explained, should you respect your teacher? Who is the first teacher to all of us? As a human, who are the first teacher? Yeah? Of course, Allah is the one who gives the knowledge, but as human, who is the first teacher to us? We never learn from Adam, our mama. Our mother is the one who started to talk to us. No. Then mama always say, mama here, when the children know how to speak out, he called Abba, because the A is always there. Abi is there. That made the mother, huh? I am the one who carry, give you everything, talk to you, tell you, teaching you. Now you only remember Abba. Then you say, Mama Abba, Mama Abba. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, just an example, yeah? Yeah, a lot of people always, when they don't want to follow, they don't blame themselves. Yeah. Allah decide. How do you know Allah decide that? How do you know Allah decide that? You do your part. Yeah. Naam. Any last question from the sisters? Alhamdulillah, no question from the sisters. Online, please. Fadhan.
Okay. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I wish to ask that it is permissible in Islam for a Muslim man to marry his Christian girlfriend with whom they have had sex. The girl is willing to join Islam.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. As long as anybody wants to be a Muslim, then you are ready, you can get married. No problem at all. That should be the best way to solve their problem. They should not have any kind of relation before marriage. But if done, then the best thing to solve their problem, get them married. Take full responsibility. Make her a Muslimah. And then get married. Islamically, that should be the way, because you have done something to her and then you are taking full responsibility. Alhamdulillah. Yeah? In marriage, Prophet Muhammad SAW always encourages his ummah to be hastened, to make it easy, don't make it difficult. If you make marriage difficult, then you are encouraging zina. And Islam forbid zina and always encourage, yeah, marriage. So do that. That would be the best way to move on. But it's also good not to share this kind of relationship, the issue to just anybody, then people will keep on talking and it's a fitna. One day settle down, alhamdulillah, the past is considered end. Now just look for the future. That should be the spirit. But human is human. If you share and then people know, oh, you know, huh? You know that. It's not good at all. So anything that you have done secretly, keep it as a secret and move on. Yeah? And if somebody share it with us and we know this is a secret, don't ever share with other people. If you like to cover the secret, the mistake of somebody for the sake of Allah, Allah will cover your mistake. Yeah? That's how we move on, brother and sister. May Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, may Allah make our children righteous children. And please don't forget what I'm sharing with you. Yeah. I only can remind all of you. The rest is up to you to move forward and be open, work together as a team, as a family, to bring up our children to become righteous children. Whoever is there to assist us, always be grateful, be thankful. Yeah, we are there also, yeah, to help each other. Sometimes we overlook, sometimes we are careless. Somebody is there to remind, alhamdulillah. That means people care about us. People who don't care, you don't care anymore. That's not my problem, your problem. But when people is there to keep on reminding each other, show that we care for each other. As a Muslim, we must care for each other. Then Allah will love us more. Inshallah. وبلا توفيق ورق دعوانا ان الحمد بالعالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته